Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Hot 104.1, the afternoon takeover with Polo G and Rapstar. Let's give it 12 minutes after the hour. We got the topic of the day. It's posted up right now on the Hot 104.1 Facebook page. You can log on there, get your comments in. Today's topic comes from a female. Here's what we're going to talk about today. She says, I just want you to read this on the radio station. And that's what we're going to do. I recently found myself in a situation where I started dating a man that is incarcerated. We have known each other for at least 10 years, but we never hooked up because I was in a relationship or he was in a relationship. We finally got together. And he asked me to marry him last year, but the system cut off marriage because of COVID, and that made time for it to reveal who he really was. He's still talking to his kid's mom. And plus, he's got another woman calling me, asking me questions about why are we talking and having conversations because he asked her to marry him too. What the hell was I thinking? If you are dealing with a man in prison, cut him off. I had to be out of my mind to think that it would ever work. I will ask the women this question. If they have ever had a successful prison love. 314-444-3099. Question is, have you ever had a successful prison love? She doesn't think that those things actually exist. I want to hear from you, good or bad. Let's get your stories on the radio today. Topic of the day, Hot 104.1. Let's see what we got here, you know what I'm saying? Let's see what's actually happening here, you know what I'm saying? Prison love. Look, I have a lot that I can say. Share the broadcast. Here we go, man. 14 after the hour. A lot that we can say on this thing. We'll get some calls on, see what they talking about. Hot 104.1, what's up?
Make every man be the same man. My husband was locked up for 7 years, and he's been home for almost 4 years, and we are doing better than, like, anything.
Okay, question. Was he locked up when y'all got together, or did he get incarcerated when y'all were together?
He was, when I met him, he got locked up 3 months after I met him.
Oh, damn.
We lied to each other through jail. And
okay.
He was locked up 7 years, and he came home. That's why, but you can't put every man, because he came home and did everything that he said he was going to do and more.
And there it is. There it is, baby. Thank you for calling. Thank you for that story, all right? See, you can't put us all in the same pot. Hot 104.1, what up?
Little Big Green, baby, I got a comment on this because I just want to know what side of the little short yellow bus did she ride on when they used to pick her ass up in the morning? Was it the left or the right? Because apparently it was the left. It was the left side of the little short bus because there ain't no way in the Sam's hell that she should be tripping off of a man that's incarcerated. And then when another woman is calling her phone, are you serious? Are you serious? Tell her to get some business.
But hold on. My last caller just said that her man was locked up and you know, he came home after 7 years and he'd been a model citizen and he's done more than anything that she even asked out of him.
Oh, yeah, of course. You know why? Because let me tell you something. He's been incarcerated. Apparently he has nothing going on, okay, within his life. After he got out, she is his dependent. Okay, he's dependent on her. Okay? That's what you're going to get. Let me tell you something. Basically what she is a government check. She is government assistance to him, okay? So to all these stupid women out here that is supporting men that is behind bars. Believe me, when I tell you, you are one out of many, and you're nothing but government assistance to him.
Wait, hold on. Let me stop you. Have you ever dated a guy in prison? Ever? Just be honest.
Yes, I did.
Okay,
yes,
hey, I'm hanging the phone up now. You speaking from experience. Yeah.
Absolutely.
Yeah, thank you for calling, all right? I got to go, all right? Got to cut her off because she'll keep going. She got something happened to her. She got dogged out of something. Yep, the left side of the bus. I don't know how that works. You know what I'm saying? Look, you could hear that, right? You felt that in that conversation. No, lady, that's your experience. Tracy, that's what I'm saying. She's having some issues right here. Share the broadcast. Here we go, 17 minutes after the hour. You know what I'm saying? He's exploring his options because she's free and might not know who he can trust if he ever gets out. Listen, I agree. But listen, I think you have to take relationships like this with a grain of salt. OK, what up, Tori? What's up? I think you have to take relationships like this with a grain. You have to look into, you can never, to me, it gets bad when you start looking into relationships like this as if they're going to work. You know, he's gassing you up. He's incarcerated. Everything sound good. I just want her to know her worth and love herself enough to recognize. Listen, Jane, I get all of that. She lower worth. There are some really women who really know their worth that's dating men that's in prison. See, knowing your worth and dating a man in prison are two different things. Let me explain. Some women are just control freaks. I'm going to say 98% of all women are just control freaks. That's what it is. She wants to control the narrative, control the situation. Let me explain what I'm saying so you get what I'm talking about, Jane. Well, you get what I'm talking about, Karen, because I'm going to come back and read yours. 98% of the women want control of the situation. See, when you incarcerated, they know where you are. They control you. They know when you gonna call. They control the situation. They know when you go to sleep at night. They control the situation. They never got a question if you out in the clubs doing anything. They control the situation. Karen says, ask this question. How did the other woman get her name and number? She didn't pick it out of the air. He told her. Maybe somebody else told. Who knows? When dudes are incarcerated, the lies go to spreading. No knock on any dude that's locked up. No knock on any dude that's got things going on about being locked up. I have no problem with that. That's on you. But you know y'all be lying behind them bars. You know what I'm saying? You know that. Like, you know you gassing women up. You telling women anything to check in. VA, Keith in here, man. Two up, two down, VA in the building. You know what I'm saying? Al in the building. But y'all know what I'm talking about. I don't even have to go into depth. You know that y'all be lying, that women, that dudes that be locked up be telling women all kinds of stuff. They be getting money on the books. They be, you know what I mean? Like, you know, they got phones in there. They gassing the hell out these women, man. And you know what the thing is? Are you one that's going to fall for it? You know what I'm saying? The constant need for control is a red flag itself. If any one person needs 100% control, that should be an issue. Run from any man or woman who needs control. Karen, we get it. But you know, when a woman dates a man in prison for one or two reasons. One, they were together before. Or two, because she wants to control the narrative. She wants to control the situation. She wants to be able to say, yeah, he going to bed at this time. I know. Look, do you know where your man at tonight? I know where mine at. He in prison. He locked up. You can say, women don't be thinking. That's what women think like that. They think like that. Shadow broadcast Kim stepping up in here 20 minutes after the hour. Let's give it 21 after the hour. Look, we're live from Hot 104.1. Prison Bay. She asked a question. I'm going to post this topic up here, man. I need to get it off of here so I can post it. But I really think I've had one woman call and said that she had a success. She's had a successful prison. He was only out, what she said, 3 months before they locked him up. She's had a successful run with a dude out of prison. You know, let me be transparent. I don't think you can put us all in a pot and stir us up. I don't think that you could really do us like that. However, the opportunities that a man has when he gets out typically are beyond the means and measures of what you could talk about. I'll just say that. You know what I'm saying? I'll just say that. That level of control is due to incarceration. And while it's true, some women and men love to control those in these situations. But if she knew her worth, they wouldn't feel the need to control each other. You know, well, look, I get it. She don't know her worth. Let's not act like, hey, what up, Steve? Let's not act like men are not dating women that are incarcerated doing this. I don't know no dude who dating a woman in prison? What dude you, wait, pump your brakes. Hold up, Jane. What dude dating a woman in prison? I just want to know. It might be one, but I ain't never seen no woman locked up that was sexy enough for me to say, damn, I got to have her. What in the hell? What's really going on here? I don't believe that. Look, I know several, D. Anna! Look, was it his wife before she got locked up and then he committed to that situation? Or he done found her online, or it's some woman he know that's locked up, and he done start, they calling each other like dudes calling women from prison. Hell no. Hell no. Hell no. Hey, any dude on here, 30 people on here right now, any dude on here dating a woman in prison, ever dated a woman that's in prison that you done saw her mug shot online and wanted to holler at her? Stand by, y'all. High 104.1, the afternoon takeover, 314-444-3099. We're doing the topic of the day. High 104.1, what up?
Got together, or did he get incarcerated when y'all were together?
He was, but when I met him, he got locked up 3 months after I met him.
Oh,
so
damn.
I lived behind each other through jail. And okay. He was locked up 7 years, and you can't, that's why, but you can't put every man, because he came home and did everything that he did, and more.
Making a change today. You know, let that double standard go too. That ain't no damn double standard. That ain't nothing but a damn fact. Dudes ain't checking for no woman that's locked up. What the hell? Where that ain't no double standard? That ain't, dudes are not checking for women that's locked up. Period. Jay, you can't trick me on that. I got dudes on here now. I got J-Track, so I got people on here now that will say, ain't no dude on here checking. Look, I go down the list. Pat, you checking for a chick that's locked up? You know what I'm saying? Let's just find somebody else on here. You know what I'm saying? Al, you checking for a woman, doctor? Keith up in Virginia, you checking for a woman that's locked up right now? All these single fine-ass women that's walking around here, and you checking for a woman that's locked up? Hell no. Hell no. Nah. Terry, you checking? No. I've never checked for a woman that was locked up, ever. Come on. Y'all, you can't do that. You can't put that. Look, J-Track said, hell no. Nah. I'm not checking for no woman that's locked up. You saying men are in jail and capable to have relationships with women, but women are not? Exactly. Yeah, I said it. Hold on, let me read this. You know what I'm saying? She said, D, what you mean? What makes you think dudes not checking for women in jail? Cause we ain't. You just see all these dudes up here saying. Laurel says, I'm not checking for no woman who's locked up. What part of that you don't get? Ain't nobody checking for no woman locked up. It's too much free pee out here walking the streets right now. Out here right now for a dude to be worried about somebody who locked up. No, that's not it, D. That's bias as hell. It ain't bias as hell. That's facts. That is facts, okay? Listen, dudes is cheating on women that's living in the house with them. What the hell you think he gonna do when you gone for 8 years? Really? Come on. Man, y'all can't even twist this to make me say... No, you can't say that, man. You can't speak for all men. These men on the live don't represent the male population. Who the hell we represent? We don't damn sure don't represent the transsexual population. We represent the male population. And when you got 10 men on here that represent, that say that, then you got to know. Not one person said, oh, yeah, I'm checking. Look, I'm looking through the mug shots to see who the baddest one so I can holler at her and I can write her. Man, get the hell up out of here, man, with that, man. How about 4 kids on her while she locked up? You know what I'm saying, Devin? You know what I'm saying? If she my chick before she went in and her sentence low, I'm checking in, but 365 days or better? Yeah. It's tight like, hey, it's tight like goat cookies, you know what I'm saying? No, it ain't gonna happen. You can't say that, man. I've never did it. I've never had a friend to ever do it, or a cousin or a brother. I have not either. So do we represent the male population? Hell yeah, we represent the male population. There ain't nobody that you know checking for a woman in prison. Now, a woman can look through the mug shots and find a dude that she like, because women like gangster-ass dudes anyway. Stop playing. On the flip, you want a dude that's living life on the edge and you like the excitement and all of that, Karen, you like the excitement. Jane loves all the excitement. You like all of that. Men don't want no woman living on the edge. If she can cook dope better than she can cook mac and cheese, I don't want her. The hell you talking about? If she can't cook no dressing from scratch, but she can cook dope from scratch. Cut that. Really? Just expressing my opinion. Jane. Yeah, this is where we can agree to disagree, but this is where your opinion is wrong. But your opinion is valid. Your opinion is accepted. We take your opinion here, but it's wrong. If she committing armed robbery and I don't even own a gun, why am I with her? If she committing fraud and I'm not even with that. If she a scammer, she a credit card scammer, and I ain't with that. Why? You know what I'm saying? Do you think I'm going to sit around and wait for her to get out of prison? Hell no. You know what I'm saying? Because you know at the end of the day, we still going to have the ability. We will still have the ability to find a whole lot of other women out here. See, it's a shortage of men, Jane. Karen, it's a shortage of men. Y'all know it's a shortage of men. They say that it's 12 black women to every man. Some 11.7 black women to every man. Plus, you got to mix in the white chicks that dudes like that black men like, the Hispanic chicks that black men like. Keep checking in right there. You got Jamaica and the Virgin Islands and all. Tamika checking in. Listen, you got to mix that in. Then you got to add in all the gay black dudes. So then the numbers start to dwindle like hell. So yes, she's looking for some companionship. Someone to talk. Someone that she can control. She know where he at every night. She know where he at. And she fall in love with him. She fall for him. She knew him already.
The same pot. How 104?
She knew that dude already. She knew what he was all about already. She knew his whole MO already. She knew everything about him. It's a shortage of men who want to do right. Men are on every corner. You just need to pick the right one. I agree. Look, I've always said it, man. You know what I'm saying? Ladies, it's D around every corner, under every crack. It might not be the one that you want, but it's somewhere, it's out there for you, you know. But you know, I don't want to go deep into this, but y'all stepping over the good dudes, you know what I'm saying? She done stepped over. Writer, I'm apologizing for talking about you in advance. This might be ugly. I'm going to look in my inbox and see if you at my throat. But you, how many good dudes you stepped over to get to the dude in prison? How many good dudes you stepped over? You know what I'm saying? How many good dudes you had a problem with? How many good dudes you had a problem with, had an issue with, that you stepped over before you got to El Chapo that's locked up? You know what I'm saying? You know what I mean? You know, you have to ask those questions. You know what I'm saying? This what it be. This was Jay Runkie. Most of the time, if females took the initiative to reach out to the prisoner, it's because dudes prize success and hustle in the streets. Okay, I agree. So the woman's intentions is to do as much as she can do for the prisoner with the intention of benefiting financially when he gets out. So her intentions from the jump are impure motives. Oh, I need to read this on the air. Y'all stand by. I'm going to put this up on the screen. Hot 104.1, we're discussing the topic of the day right now, prison love. You know what I'm saying? This guy says, man, most of the time, the females just took the initiative to reach out to the prisoner because of dude's prior success of hustling in the streets. So the woman has intentions that are impure off top. She just wants to control the narrative. Topic of the day, Hot 104.1. Look. They ain't really to me. He said only in St. Louis. This worldwide right here, I'm sure. You know what I'm saying? But at the end of the day, don't Jane, it can come at me like this. Jane, I love you. Don't get it twisted. But I have to say this, El Chapo. Jane, I have to say this because you were the one standing firmly on the fact that men date women that are in prison. Ain't no man date no incarcerated woman. Do you see what incarcerated women, prison women look like? Do you see that? Do you see, you know what I'm saying? Listen, you can't groom yourself properly. You know, Stacy, what's happening? You can't, share the broadcast, Stacy. You can't groom yourself properly. They look homely. No knock on them because they probably beautiful women when they're out. But I'm saying, She has no makeup on. Her hair is not done. She ain't got no heels on. She just... And don't tell me dudes try to holler at me when I ain't got nothing but some sweatpants on. Cut that. Clip that right now. Dudes are not checking for women in prison. The end story is this. If you invite drama and trouble into your life, you get what you ask for. Make better choices. Come on. That's the whole point. And that's what she talking about. Because, you know, she put herself in this position. And she's basically alerting people not to put themselves in a position. But I got a caller right here who said that her husband was the bomb straight out of prison. You know what I'm saying? You watch too much TV. Who would that say, man? Yeah, I watch too much TV. You watch too much TV because they do have stuff to clean up in prison. I ain't never seen no mugshot with no woman look good in prison. With some homemade makeup. I ain't never seen them in prison. Man, they be looking raggedy as hell in prison. Man, them women in them jumpsuits. Really, dude? Man, really? Yanni, you for real talking? Yanni, was you locked up and you had some, they gave you makeup in there? I don't believe it, man. No, man. That I've ever known, you know what I'm saying? That's the whole thing. Y'all sitting here making a case for women who... that's locked up that dudes is really actually getting at them. Georgina, what's up? We're not doing that. No. And don't make that excuse because that's what women do. See, you can figure this out quick. Yes, women are talking to men in prison. Right now, as we speak, no doubt about it. Derek, what's happening? You know what I'm saying? Some be cute. What, women in prison? Yanni, you're going to have to put that in the inbox. I need to see that. I don't believe that. I don't believe it. No, I have yet. Yanni, I have yet to see one woman that I thought was just beautiful and attractive in a prison suit. Not, I'm not talking about at the county jail or her mugshot at the city, her mugshot when she was locked up in Clayton. I'm talking about the state. You know what I'm saying? The state penitentiary. The state I went to visit. I'm talking about state penitentiary. You know what I'm saying? I've yet to see that. Maybe I missed it, but I've yet to see it. I just don't see that happening. You know what I'm saying? And I've been still waiting. Robert said, you're right. I'm waiting for one dude to tell me, yeah, I holler at women that's locked up. Dude's not going to do that. Y'all quit lying, man. Y'all got to quit lying. You know what I'm saying? I dated a female that just got out of prison, but I had to break up with her because she kept hiding stuff in my toilets. You knew this was going to be a joke, right? You know what I'm saying? Our dudes are laughing at this, man. Because that's what women who had sugar daddies who still looking out for that, for possibilities. But ain't no man out here looking for a woman that's locked up. I know no men talking to females in prison laugh out loud. Is that a thing, Claudia? Apparently, because I was chastised and raked across the coals because I said that earlier. But I don't know dudes doing that either. I was told that I was being sexist and a misogynist or whatever I was saying. Yeah, really? What I got to do to get a Hot 104.1 t-shirt? Keith, inbox me your address. And everybody on here, don't inbox me their address. Because then, Keith, the only one that tipped the kid, right? Look, Keith, still got it. I wish you would have signed it. Still got it. So everybody don't get in my inbox. Send me a t-shirt. Ain't nobody sent me no tip like Keith sent me a tip. You know what I'm saying? I'm not really spoken on, but yes, it happens. Yeah, it's not really spoken on yet. When? Who? I'm trying to figure out who. Who? I'm like an owl right now. Who? 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 Who out here? Who out here hollering at women in prison? Who locked up?
More shape. You know I'm
Jimmy. Who doing that, man? That's love. Look, I love my wife, okay? I love my wife, boy. Love my wife. I've been love, boy. But that's an uncomfortable situation to be in when your woman is locked up and in prison. In prison? I ain't talking about the county. You'll get out the county in 30 days or something. Whatever. I'm talking about the big house. I'm just saying. That's some love, man. She has a legitimate question, though. The legitimate question, if you just joining us before we got off topic, because they kept arguing with me that dudes holler at women in prison. You know, are there women who have ever had a successful prison love? You know? And I got t-shirts that I don't think you want one. Yo, you got to go to his page, man. You got to Larell's page and see what he do. You know what I'm saying? It tell a whole story. It takes the strength of Hercules to be faithful to a man in prison. Renisha. I don't believe that because there's a lot of faithful women. Cindy, what's happening? Welcome to the Afternoon Takeover. She had a broadcast. We live from Hot 104.1 in St. Louis. This is hilarious today. I'm going back up in about 5 seconds here. Stand by. Playing Soulja Boy, she make it clap. Hot 104.1, the Afternoon Takeover with Soulja Boy, make it clap. 20 minutes till the top of the hour. We're doing the topic of the day right now, 314-444-3099. If you're just joining us, she had a simple question. She says, you know, has any woman ever had a successful prison love? A successful love in love situation with a man in prison? She is doubting that could ever happen. Hot 104.1, what up?
I got a comment on this because I just want to know what side of the little short yellow bus did she ride on when they used to kick her ass up in the morning? Was it the left or the right? Because apparently it was the left. from the left side of the little short bus, because ain't no way in the Sam hell that she should be.
They have Dayton Wilson. I know that.
That's incarcerated. And then when another woman is calling her phone, are you serious?
So we connected to women in prison? Like, Pat, I don't know.
But hold on. My last caller just said that her man was locked up and you know, he came home after 7 years and he'd been a model citizen and he's done more than anything that she even asked out of him.
Oh, yeah, of course. You know why? Because let me tell you something. He's been incarcerated. And apparently he has nothing going on, okay, within his life. After he got out, she is his dependent. Okay, he's dependent on her. Okay, that's what you're going to get. Let me tell you something. Basically, what she is a government check. She is government assistance to him. Okay, so to all these stupid women out here that is supporting,
she called him stupid
behind bars. Believe me, when I tell you, you are one out of many, and you're nothing but government assistance to him.
Wait, hold on. Let me stop you. Have you ever dated a guy in prison? Ever. Just be honest.
Yes, I did.
Okay,
yes,
hey, I'm hanging the phone up now. You speaking from experience.
Yeah. Absolutely.
Yeah, thank you for calling, all right? I got to go, all right?
She didn't. She had it on. She didn't want to get off the phone. She want to get off the phone.
New hip-hop.
Man, men in prison, probably faithful to other men in prison. Renisha, leave that alone. We wasn't even going down that trail, you know what I'm saying? But I think the thing that really twisted me was, you know, I don't see her on here now, but she was on here. She might still be on. She was explaining to me how men date women in prison the same way. The lies. You know what I'm saying? I'm in Vegas, had a combo with a man that did 25 years and been out 7. He ain't even supposed to be. Hold on, let me read the rest of this. The lies. You see the lies, right? You see the lies. He ain't even supposed to be in Vegas right now. Yeah, but. I mean, he probably out there with his old lady. He probably, you know what I'm saying? I'd be liking to answer these with y'all on here. Yeah, Hot 104.1, what's up? Hello? Sometimes I just wonder why they call a hotline and just hold the phone. It scares the crap out of them. Hot 104.1, what's up?
Hey, man, quick question.
Yeah, go ahead, man.
If y'all have old girl, man, can y'all please ask the public, man, why my brother get $8,000 and stem the shake and he's still on my couch?
Hey, wait, hold up. Rewind this now. What happened now?
Man, my brother got almost $8,000, him and his baby mom with the 5 kids, and he's still on the couch. He was gone a week, and then he's going to come back, so I slid a $30 bill under his door. He come up, what's this one? I said, man, it's a special, $30 a night.
So he ain't going nowhere. All
right, I ain't know what to say about this.
Hold up. No, we talking about you now. So the question here is, because I might run this call and do this. So the question here is, did you get some of that money?
I mean, he threw a little, this my brother, he threw a little bit my way, but it ain't like the Super 8. You paying Super 8, what, one summer or a week or a night or something? You know? But then you want to come back here a week later after you've been eating crab legs every night. Don't even know how to eat crab legs. But now you're back.
So what's up with the kids? You got kids too? How many people in your house right now?
Man, I got a 6-bedroom, 3-bedroom, probably about 8, 9.
So you got his 5 kids and his baby mama. So he got 7 of them, and then it's you and somebody else up in there.
Right.
Damn.
They got the whole third floor.
And there it is. Hey, yeah, we'll put that out there. Thanks for checking in, all right?
All right.
Well, I guess that's another topic that came in audio-wise. I get to run that. I don't understand what's going on there. We ain't even get to talk about that today. We talk about that tomorrow. I'm talking about why you think we still hollering at women. Tina's chatter broadcast live from Hot 104.1. I'm trying to figure out why you think we still talking to women in prison. And no man, not one man, he said, I think that was Al said that I've never done it. I don't even know a friend of mine that has ever done it. And I don't have a relative or a cousin or anything that has ever dated a woman in prison. Time to put out the little duffel bag, boy. Listen, this holds, there are some things that are exclusive to women, okay? My first thing, menstrual cycles, exclusive to women. Vaginas, exclusive to women. I can't say boobs because dudes have man boobs. But boobs that produce milk, exclusive to women. Estrogen, exclusive to women. Dating people in prison, exclusive to women. I'm just saying. It's exclusive to women. I guess there is a website where you can go on and date people in prison. You know what I'm saying? Hey, Keith, it's a website. You go, you find you a prison bae. But ain't no dudes going on there looking like, yo, I'm so hard up. I can't find no woman in St. Louis at all. I just need to turn to the penal system and find somebody. What in the hell? Who in the hell doing that? Listen, you could go down there and get a damn streetwalker. Hell, look, $40 get you some. You get $40. You ain't got to have nobody incarcerated. $40 is all it take. That's all. You know, you can't. Y'all, share the broadcast for me. I need some shares right now, man. Let me get 12 minutes to the top of the hour. I need some shares right now. You know what I'm saying? Hell with that. I'm hooked up. Look. This is when I start questioning things. Like, I start questioning things. Things start be going through my mind, be moving. I be like, yo, like, really? Not the penal system. Come on, Pat. You think I'm going to holler at a woman in prison? If there's a dude on here that's hollering at a woman in prison right now, I need you to go jump right into Mississippi right now. I need you to jump into Mississippi right now. I need you to jump off the E Street Bridge right now. I need you to. I'm gonna need you.
104.1.
I'm gonna need you to jump out. I'm gonna need you to. I'm just saying, Darlene, what's up? Darlene, we're talking about Prison Bay today. Share the broadcast for me. You can go back and watch this thing. I need you to share. Viv, thank you for checking in, man. I love Viv, man. Where's Papoose when you need him? Well, you know, when his situation a little bit different, when he with her going in and she had to do what, but it's like what your boy say, you know what I'm saying? Like, you know, it's what your boy J Track say, man. If you got over 365 days, which I don't think she did, ain't not so like. Face. Yo.
Like a thief in the night.
They caught me with an ugly ass face, boy, right in the middle of conversation right there. You know what I'm saying? I don't know if they kicked everybody out or whatever happened right there. It just got really weird and froze up for a second. That was real strange. But my time is up, and maybe that's what it was telling me. My time is up, you know what I'm saying? Trisha, what's up? Share the broadcast. Claudia, share the broadcast, you know what I'm saying? My man Keith already doing his thing, you know what I'm saying? Keith, put that in my inbox, man. D Green, follow me, Derek Green. That's my name is on there. I'm on my government name. I ain't got nothing to hide from nobody. My government name is on Facebook. It's on, and I'm D Green Radio on Instagram. Y'all can follow me there. You'll see my family, my kids, my wife. It's public. I have nothing. Look, I only owe Wells Fargo. I don't owe nobody in these streets, okay? You know what I mean? So I'm good. I'm safe. I'm safe in my space. You know what I'm saying? You'd be surprised the number of prison daters must be in a pandemic. Well, look, Keith, that's where they at. You know what I'm saying? Get at me, y'all. I'm out. Peace.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai. There's joy in every journey.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.